This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Congress wants to present a final version of tax reform to President Donald Trump by Christmas. Many public and private colleges are hoping there are some changes made before the legislation reaches the president's desk. In a statement, the president of the Association of American Universities recently outlined some of the major concerns. Mary Sue Coleman joins us to talk about those concerns. Members of Congress backing tax reform see tax reform as pro-growth and desperately needed. You argue this can't be pro-growth if a lot of students and their families can no longer afford college. What is in this tax reform legislation that would cost students more than they're currently paying?
There are a number of elements here that we believe would really make college less affordable for average American families, and so we're very concerned about it. But let me give you an idea about a few of them. There's a proposal to tax the tuition waivers that graduate students receive, and the impact of this would be to double or triple the income tax that these young people pay, and most of them on a barely livable wage as it is for the work they do for the university. So we believe that would be a very negative effect on graduate education.
Right. One of the examples I saw was, a grad student might be earning $30,000 a year, but also getting a $50,000 tuition waiver, but would be taxed in the future as if making $80,000 a year.
That's the essence of the problem, because they never see that income because it's actually paid to the university. And it would simply make it impossible for many, many students to go to graduate school unless they had an independent source of wealth. So we're very much opposed to that provision. We're also opposed to the idea of taxing employer educational benefits. Now, employers are able, under the law, to offer up to about $5,280 to employees so that they can further their education. This is currently not taxed either to the employee or the employer. If it were, again, it's another impediment for getting a more highly educated workforce, and we think that that's really negative for the global competitiveness of the country, and for growth of the economy. And then the other element that we are very concerned about, and that is the proposal to tax university endowments. Currently, it's for private universities, but we believe that if this were enacted, that it would move quickly to public universities like the University of Michigan and Michigan State University. And we believe that this would be, very harmful, because these endowments provide scholarships for students. They provide funds for faculty research. And if there's a tax on it, it's going to the federal government, then fewer funds will be available. And we think that's a big negative.
You suggest the worst aspect of this tax reform package might be the increase in federal debt. Of course, the Republicans and the president say the economic stimulus caused by the tax cuts for corporations will more than offset predictions of the estimated $1.4 trillion in debt over the next 10 years. Your concern is that this will damage investments in research, higher ed, infrastructure, and other drivers of economic growth. Why do you think that's the case?
Well, I don't have any evidence from the past that massive tax cuts like this have really helped with economic growth. And so in the absence of evidence, then I am highly, highly skeptical. Already, I think we're hearing murmurings from Congress that if we add $1.5 trillion to the national debt, we're going to have to start cutting social programs. What are the social programs? Medicare will be at top of the list. Social Security will be next. So I think when you create these new massive deficits, the only thing that the Congress then can do is to go back, if they're not willing to impose new taxes, is to go back and cut the programs that the federal government supports. And that's going to affect a lot of hardworking Americans. And I think it's going to be very, very difficult for people to advance economically. And so I do not see this as a massive stimulus to the economy, no.
Well, you wrote that there should be some kind of tax reform along with entitlement reform, that Medicaid and Social Security and Medicare that you were talking about. So what do you think Congress should be doing instead of the path it's apparently taking?
Well, I do think that there are policies that the Congress could take for tax reform, broad-based tax reform. I mean, there are a lot of entities that now don't pay their fair share of taxes, but we need to look at it in a way that will really broaden the base, make our taxes more compatible with global sort of norms. I mean, I understand all that, but this seems to me the tax legislation is rushed. It is hurting the very people that we want to get more education so that they can have more options in life. And I just do not see why this needs to be done before Christmas without a clear discussion about what it's going to do to the broad sector of the American people.
Mary Sue Coleman is the president of the Association of American Universities and, of course, past president of the University of Michigan. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.